Just about every show on network television is a type. The family drama, the workplace comedy, the doctor show, the talent competition. This season, the networks are adding quirky elements to freshen up those classic formulas, as TV critic Eric Deggans reports.
Here's the problem with watching TV after 50 years of innovation in technology and storytelling. Sometimes, it takes an awful lot to get your attention.
The woman who broke into your house is on her way here, and she's not happy.
She's got a gun.
How else to explain NBC's Grimm, which is a typical crime-of-the-week drama with a special twist? The hero cop can see fairy tale villains disguised as ordinary people. Here's our hero, Detective Nick Burkhart, learning about his new talent from his dying aunt.
The Reapers followed me here. That means there could be more.
How many are there?
Nobody knows. They're a secret organization dedicated to killing us.
You mean Grimms? They're more like us?
Yes.
Here's hoping, while sorting through all the Red Riding Hoods and Big Bad Wolves, he finds time to solve a murder or two. Fox's Terra Nova juices a lackluster family drama with its own sci-fi twist, dinosaurs. And CBS's Unforgettable is Law & Order, if one of the homicide cops had a photographic memory. But the trend seems to be getting a bit out of hand. Consider A Gifted Man, which reinvents the medical drama for CBS's female-friendly Friday night audience.
Patient's name is Lacey Sandreski, 19 years old.
Here's the twist. Hunky surgeon Patrick Wilson is revisited by the ghost of his dead ex-wife, teaching him to be a better man.
I'm not the bad guy here, Anna.
Yeah, it's not the same thing as being the good guy.
You don't want me to let her fly.
I think you should find out the whole story.
That may be a fantasy for female viewers, finally correcting that jerky ex from beyond the grave, but for guys, it sounds like a special circle of hell. The real problem with too much reinvention is that it makes shows look schizophrenic, as if producers couldn't decide what kind of show they're really making. That's what ails ABC's Pan Am, a messy collision of genres mashing a Mad Men-style 60s homage.
Come fly with me.
With an empowerment story for women.
You need to decide right now, because this is your life. What do you want to do with it?
And believe it or not, a James Bond-style espionage thriller.
Monte Carlo Casino VIP room. Mr. Lonzo will be gambling with a friend of his. She's a Soviet agent. We'll need her fingerprint.
I'm confused. And I don't even have to fingerprint the UN attaché and his Russian agent girlfriend or whatever. There is, however, one series handling the whole reinvention thing pretty well. ABC's blockbuster family comedy, Modern Family. There's no crazy twist here. It's just a great comedy centered on three couples in an extended family, with side-splitting scenarios that seem drawn from real life.
Sweetheart, what's this?
We talked about this last week. I said I'm building Luca Treehouse. You said fine. You know, sometimes I think you just tuned me out.
I never told her. She just would have said no.
I don't remember agreeing to this, Phil. This is like the time you backed down the driveway with a hang glider sticking out of the car.
If you'd let me keep that, those geese would have followed me to the wetlands.
You would have died.
A hero.
Good acting, great writing, human characters played by amazing actors. That might be the one twist network TV hasn't tried quite often enough.
Eric Deggans is the TV and media critic for the St. Petersburg Times.